This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
And we are going to be joined right now by our buddy Matt Sims. He does a terrific job of not only breaking down what's going on around the league. Mike, he was a part of this organization the year we go to the Super Bowl in 2016, and we love talking to him. Check out his podcast as well.
He's my favorite Sims brother.
Oh, don't say that. Hey, Matt, what's going on, man? How are you?
What's going on, fellas? I appreciate that I'm the favorite Sims brother. Not much competition in that household, though. So, you know, hey, but I'll take it.
Yeah. Hey, by the way, sidebar, when did your brother – is this always a thing with the top button, with the polo shirts and everything else?
Dude, it's amazing how often I'm asked about his choice of attire, you know, and this whole thing with the top button. I don't know. The dude went to Brooklyn like one time, like 6 years ago. He saw some cool hipster do it. He was like, oh, this is my thing. So, hey, to each their own, man.
That's great. Well, now we know. Hey, Matt, let's talk about exactly. Let's talk about what our quarterback is doing so well, man. What are you seeing from Cousins? We had concerns after that first game. I think a lot of people around the country did, like, uh-oh, what's going on? And then this dude's just balled out. 500 yards. He's the offensive player of the week in the NFC. What is he doing right from a quarterback standpoint? What do you see?
Well, I think just the last 2 weeks especially, we're just seeing someone that is way more decisive and comfortable with the offense. I think that the choice of tempo has really been one of the great equalizers for this offense finding its rhythm. And I'm really excited with just what Zach Robinson did, especially against the Tampa Bay Bucs, where they were constantly just getting to the line of scrimmage. They were calling plays quickly. They're forcing defenses to get in vanilla-type defenses typically in those situations. And Kirk Cousins is then just like in two-minute mode. He's just making the simple read, half-field reads, and just cutting it loose and making some great throws. And you can see as each throw and each game has kind of gone by that he is moving a little bit better in the pocket. He's a little bit more confident. He's throwing it more aggressively, and, you know, his toughness has always been top-notch in this league. So just rep by rep, the dude is getting better each and every day.
We are talking, guys, with Matt Sims here on the WadeFord.com hotline as we're live here at Falcons camp. As an offensive coordinator, I guess you learn on the job. You know, we got spoiled with Shanahan, but you like the way, to your point about the going up tempo, how Zach Robinson's evolution, maybe his Cousins gets more and more comfortable with that Achilles.
Well, you're right. There is no better preparation, you know, than actually just having the job. I mean, I remember talking to Raheem back when I was with Atlanta. I'm like, you know, hey, were you prepared to be a head coach the first time around? He's like, no, of course not. He goes, you know, how can you prepare for such, you know, an undertaking in that role? He goes, but it did teach me a lot of things that made me a better coordinator or assistant coach at that time when we were together in Atlanta. And, you know, as we can see the second time around, you know, Raheem is handling business in a different way because of the experience that he got. same with Zach Robinson. I'm sure he's leaning on to the experience of guys like Raheem and Kirk Cousins, and he's trying to figure out what is the best way to navigate this new world, really, for all of them together. And, you know, it's been really good. And I think, you know, we got to be excited, too, with just, you know, we're finally seeing guys like Drake London and Kyle Pitts, too, being used in a way that I think we've all been waiting to see. And they're big, they're physical, they're really good, consistent, like, just basketball-type players, right, that can box out and create space over the middle. And Kirk Cousins, I think, is fantastic at throwing people open who look, quote-unquote, covered.
Yeah, throwing people open is key, no doubt. Matt Sims, our guest, guys, here on Dukes and Bell. I want to get your opinions on this story out of New York, man. I feel like it's a blank show. It's a mess. Tell me how you feel about what's going on with Aaron Rodgers and company. And Mike says they fired the wrong guy. It should have been Nathaniel Hackett.
Yeah, you know, again, it's just the Jets being the Jets again. You know, a game out of first place. You got a great defense. The defense is playing well. The offense with their superstar quarterback has been underperforming, and yet we're going to fire the defensive-minded head coach because of whatever reason. I really don't know. It's really frustrating because I don't think it really was the issue at all with Saleh. I think you know, Aaron hasn't been living up to the bill, right, as far as what we expected of this offense and all that stuff. It's the same stuff that we saw in Green Bay with Aaron as he was on his way out. He throws slants, he throws one-on-one fades, and he throws, you know, short little flat routes to guys for 3-yard gains. And at the end of the day, he has a decent completion percentage. He makes no explosive plays or damaging throws down the football field. And, you know, he can be critical of everyone else because he just played it safe. And that's what's, I think, really frustrating, too. You know, I was a huge fan of Aaron, and as I continue to see him play and how he handles the meeting and all that stuff, too, I can't lie, it rubs me the wrong way, and it's just it's getting old really quick.
It's a good point, man. And we talked about this earlier. We were looking at our rushing stats because we're not running the ball as much because we're playing from behind a lot of these games. But, Matt, the right. Jets are dead last in rushing with Breece Hall. So is that a byproduct of Hackett not having a clue? Or they just, to your point, they don't respect Aaron Rodgers and they're stopping the run so effectively?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I'm not really sure who's calling the offense either. I'm not even sure if it's Nate Hackett's offense that we're watching, you know, because I don't remember Nate Hackett doing these things a year ago, even with Zach Wilson as his quarterback, you know. So, unfortunately, you know, other than Woody Johnson, Aaron Rodgers is the most powerful person in the organization. So we really won't know anything until, you know, I'm sure a few years from now when stuff gets out. But just, it just, there's a lot of weird vibes going on, I feel like, with New York right now. The one positive is that the Giants are playing better. They're improving, and that gets me excited because I'm a homer.
Well, we just as a follow-up, Carl and I were talking about it. I mean, all of a sudden, you know, the quarterback's not bad. I mean, he's okay, Daniel Jones.
Who would have thought that the best quarterback so far week 5 through the NFL season in New York is actually Daniel Jones? You know, like that's right. You know, people would have thought that was a joke or like something you would say on April Fool's Day. But so far through 5 weeks of the season, Daniel Jones is the best quarterback in the New York area right now.
No doubt about it. Matt Sims, Sims Complete Quarterback Podcast. What do you think about Jayden Daniels, man? We've been talking about these rookies. He's showing out right now.
Showing out. I mean, you know, everyone's talking about Kirk Cousins being, you know, the a front runner for the MVP. Well, like, so is Jayden Daniels. I mean, it's just been absolutely just ridiculous how well he has performed, his great decision-making, just his composure on the field, his accuracy down the field throwing has been tremendous. The offense has been working beautifully for him to, you know, to be ingratiated into this new NFL world. And even Caleb Williams, too, and Bo Nix, both of those guys, you know, hey, they're not coming along as quickly as Jayden. But, you know, all three of those rookies right now are improving and making strides. And, you know, we should be really thankful as football fans because I think these three guys will be here to stay for a while.
Hey, this year we talk so much about the margin and teams that are always – it's a one-possession game. Everything's so close. You know, the parity everybody always wanted. Roselle wanted that back in the day. Who's the most complete team in your mind right now through, like, the first five?
Man, you know, it's funny you even ask because I really was having a conversation with someone about this the other day. And, you know, I think that's what's great about this NFL season. I don't really know who the hell is the favorite right now. You could say the Chiefs because it's just easy to say them with Pat Mahomes and their past history. But, you know, you can't lie. When you watch them, you're like, I'm not quite so sure if they got it all put together yet. At the same time, you know, maybe the Detroit Lions, they seem like a team that's like pretty hungry, playing better on the defensive side of the football. I think Aaron Glenn's doing a really good job of mixing up what they do defensively, which gives them a tremendous advantage. And you always have to trust what Ben Johnson does schematically on the offensive side of the football with their two running backs and Jared Goff. But other than that, man, I think the field is wide open. And it's going to be an exciting second quarter of the season to kind of see who starts to pull apart and really who rises to the occasion for what's going on.
Tell me, Matt, honestly, you are surprised at what Sam Darnold's doing, right? You have to be.
I mean, of course I'm like a little surprised, right, to think that it would be just like as tremendous as it's been. You know, but that's what's so great about football, though, too. I mean, I was fortunate enough. I was teammates with Geno Smith in New York. And, you know, Geno, I would see Geno do things on the practice field and be like, damn, yeah, like, that's why, you know, people evaluated you as a first rounder. And for whatever reason, multiple reasons, it didn't work out. But it's like the same with Sam Darnold. We always knew that he could play. You know, it was just a matter of time of if he would have an opportunity to play for a really good structured football team that plays into his strengths. And, you know, hey, when you get like a former quarterback as your offensive coordinator, head coach, that's always a huge benefit to the quarterback because they just see the game through your eyes. And that's always an empowering thing for the quarterback.
Hey, man, they honored Matt Ryan last week on the Thursday night game. I know, as you said, you were part of this roster practice squad and being in that quarterback room. Just give us a Matt Ryan rap or a story about his.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Your time with him.
Matt, you know, first of all, just like what an awesome guy, and not even like on the field stuff, you know, just really enjoyed getting to know him personally and his family. And you know, I was fortunate enough too to be there with Matt Ryan and Matt Schaub, and both of those guys were just absolutely phenomenal. Matt Schaub even invited me to Thanksgiving one day. Matt Ryan did not, so that bothered me. But you know, Matt Ryan, though, like, what a competitor. His football knowledge, his acumen, the way that he treats his teammates, he really did it the way that, you know, you would hope someone to play the position and do it for the right reasons for. And just the way that he communicated and handled himself, and it really was tremendous. And I'm honored and privileged to have been there during his MVP season because it really was a thing of beauty. His toughness that he played with, his ability to extend plays, you know, some of those throws that he made to Julio Jones while he was just getting obliterated was a phenomenal thing to see. And, you know, I cherish those moments dearly. And I'm still pissed about Thanksgiving, of course, and I'm also pissed that he didn't invite me down there for the retirement, but that's okay, you know. Maybe I'll get some favor out of him in the future.
Right on. I'll say this. We'll let you go. I don't know, to your point about him getting obliterated, we take for granted how tough Matt was. Matt was a tough SOB,
oh,
man.
Dude.
I mean, he took shots.
Right.
I mean, and didn't miss games. Just didn't miss games, Matt. So you're right about that. Brother, we appreciate you stopping by, man. Sims Complete QB Podcast. Check him out. He does a great job. We'll talk soon, Matt.
I appreciate it. Thank you so much, man, for the opportunity, and go Birds.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.